Welcome to Rockhounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockhounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rockhounds, Bob Hart.
Last night here in San Antonio, Texas, for the Rockhounds, it was two big swings of the bat and a big old bunch of bull. And I'm not talking about the radio broadcaster. Bullpen, that is. Boy, the Hounds got tremendous performances last night. A couple of huge swings. Denzel Clark tying the ball game at 5-5 with a two-run home run in the sixth. And Brian Buelvas, who has really been swinging the bat very well the last, 10 or so games, delivers a go-ahead double. That came one inning later in the seventh. Now, the Rockhounds took an early 2-0 lead, fell behind 5-2. Robbie Tenorowicz doing some damage with a three-run tie-breaking home run. It was 5-2. Rockhounds come back in the ballgame, but the reason they were able to do so, in addition to the two big swings, was a remarkably good performance from the bullpen. Colton Johnson, Shohei Tomioka, Tyler Baum, and Seth Elledge went six innings, faced 19 batters. That's one over the minimum. The only man who reached did so on a walk. Colton Johnson went three innings, one walk, five Ks, got the win. Shohei and Tyler with holds. Seth Elledge a 1-2-3 ninth for his ninth save of the season. So a come-from-behind win, another one-run ball game, 6-5 the final. The first three games of this series in San Antonio have each been decided by just one run. For the Rockhounds last night, they maintain a one-game lead over Frisco. The Rough Riders, again, were a winner last night. So it's a one-game lead in the Texas League second-half pennant race, and that is a race that figures to continue probably into the last week, at least, if not deeper into it. The other race, and there are two basically distinctly, right now, very different races. Rockhounds have two chances to get to the playoffs. They win the second half, then they are certainly in. But prior to that, well ahead of any chance of eliminating Frisco, the Rockhounds now lead both San Antonio and Amarillo by 7.5 games. Both of those clubs were winners on Wednesday when the Rockhounds fell. But last night, tables turned. Hounds beat San Antonio. Amarillo fell at home to a very good Arkansas team. And the Hounds now have a 7.5 game lead in the wild card with 15 games to go. We'll touch on it during one of our game summaries. I'm disagreeing with MILB, the stats site for minor league baseball, on what the Rockhounds' magic number is. And I've done the math a whole big bunch of times. I'm not quite sure what they're looking at. We disagree by one. We'll touch on that as we get further into this game. The Rockhounds certainly have an opportunity to put San Antonio, boy, at the very least, on the ropes before all is said and done. Missions, well, they need three wins over these next three nights to hang in the race. Right now, let's take you downstairs. We have the playing and singing, I believe, of the Star Spangled Banner. Have a young group. Players pretty good, huh? Nicely done. You know, there was a youthful ensemble. I got a kick out of the drummer. He brought his snare drum, never touched it, had the cymbal going, missed one, but that's okay. Old drummer here. Longtime drummer way back. Oh, brings back marching band memories, man. The Star-Spangled Banner and playing those cymbals and all that. Ah, good stuff, good stuff. Advanced on and actually got to play the snare drum after a little while. Young man, nicely done down there, drummer, nicely done. But we are set for baseball, game number 4 of the series between the Hounds and the Missions. And Austin Probe gets the start for San Antonio. Numbers won't blow you away, but he has been doing exactly that in the month of August. He has been sensational. Jake Walkinshaw, so very good since coming off the injured list, a long wait of almost a year between appearances on the mound. And Jake gets the baseball this evening for the Rockhounds in game 4 of the series. Again, if the Hounds, anything they can get done this weekend is really going to push San Antonio toward the brink and push the Rockhounds toward the playoffs, but not there just yet. Baseball from the Alamo City coming up. Kick back, relax, my friends. Going to take you out to the ballgame. Rockhounds and Missions first pitch right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud. The game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Sunshine, a little bit of breeze, and 93 degrees. Heat index at 99 as we get set to go. Denzel stands in. Left-hander Austin Probe on the mound. Let's play some baseball from San Antonio. First pitch of this game, and Denzel goes after it and fouls it straight back. It's 0-1. Denzel back in center field in this ball game. Had a big two-run game-tying home run in the sixth inning last night, 12th of the year, and bumped the RBI total to exactly 50. Probe's pitch swung on and missed it off speed delivery. Denzel out in front. It's 0-2 very quickly. Brendan Malone will again bat second, play second. Brendan Malone on deck. Daniel Susak back in the lineup, batting third and catching. Daniel Susak behind the dish. 0-2 set. Probe from the delivery down and away for a ball. 1-2. Will Simpson, he's been really good playing in his first three games at AA. He is the cleanup batter and the first baseman, Will Simpson, at first base for the Hounds. Set by Krobe, right on the edge of Sunlight Shadow. Delivered to the corner, and he got him, and Denzel knew it. He was walking away. Boy, backdoor pitch. That thing had radar. So an off-speed pitch for a ball third strike. Here's Brendan Malone. Jordan Groshans batting fifth and playing the five spot again tonight. A good game last night. He's been swinging the bat well. Jordan Groshans at third base. Brian Buelvas had the game winner last night. He's in right field batting sixth. Brian Buelvas in right. Henry Bolte is the DH batting seventh. Henry the DH. Jack Winkler batting eighth at shortstop. Jack Winkler at short. And Caden Trinkle in left field rounds it out. Caden in left batting ninth. Probe's pitch misses down and in. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Clark, Malone, and Susak, Simpson, Groshans, and Buelvas, Bolte, Winkler, and Trinkle for the Hounds. And manager Gregorio Petit, delivery outside for ball two from Krobe. Austin, 4-10, 4.63 ERA. And he struggled mightily in both June and July, but since the calendar turned to August, as he delivers in a bouncer to third base, handled near the bag by Tenerowitz, throw in time for the first and make it second out of the inning. 5-3 goes the putout. Brendan Malone bounces out. Robbie Tenerowitz, first baseman Romeo Sanabria. Batter is Daniel Susak. The month of August, Austin Krobe, now he's 1-3. But check the other numbers, a 1.71 earned run average. So he has been really good in August, despite the 1-3 record. Pitched just down and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Daniel Susak. Daniel, 268. Has 11 home runs and 47 driven in. Musgrove comes set at the belt. First base side of the rubber. Delivers, swing and a miss on a breaking ball down and in. 1-1. Krobe sets up with, and he's a left-hander. He sets up with that left foot on the first base side of the rubber. And his first step, as he sets up, is drastically toward first base. And a twist and the delivery, and that ball hit in the air to left center field. That's well struck on the run, reaching up, unable to make the play as Cole Cummings. Then that ball will bounce to the base of the wall. Boy, Daniel Susak talks so often about his hitting style. Man, it is line drives and contact first. And power can certainly come from that in terms of home runs. But that ball was absolutely drilled to left center field. Two-out double for Daniel Susak. A little ups and downs over the course of every season. Last 18 games, Daniel down to 169. But again, since the 26th of April, he's flirting with 300, 284. So, yeah, some short-term ups and downs. But, man, that was one sweet swing, and it's a runner at scoring position for Will Simpson. Swings, hard hit ball. That's got a chance. Base hit left side. Going to send the runner home. Cole Cummings will make the play. His throw to the plate. One hop, two hops. Got a chance? No, it doesn't. Daniel Susak in to score. Will Simpson, boy, has he made his presence known with authority, as Nuke LaLoosh would say. First pitch, base hit, sharply hit between third and short. Daniel Susak had to motor a little bit. Cole Cummings' throw took a second hop, and that allowed Susak to score. He beat the throw pretty cleanly and pretty clearly. No question he was safe. And the Hounds take a 1-0 lead on a pair of two-out base hits. In steps Jordan Groshans, sends the first pitch foul back to the screen. It's 0-1. So RBI for Will Simpson. How good has he been? He's 5-for-12. What, 429? Three runs batted in. And Will joining the team this week after Nick Kurtz's double-A debut was shortened due to a trip to the injured list. Pitch on away from Crow will get there. A called strike to Groshans, and it's 0-2 to Jordan. Right-handed hitting third baseman. So Will Simpson here, guy that we would expect to see certainly on the opening day roster in 2025. He gets an opportunity down the stretch. Don't know what the timetable might be for Nick, and we'll get more on that next week. Here's the stretch and pitch and a swing and a miss. So Austin Krobe, who has been, as we said, just lights out good in August, gives up a run in the first inning, also strikes out a couple of batters. But the Rockhounds take the lead. We go to the bottom half of inning number one at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio. Rockhounds one against right-hander Jake Walkinshaw. The San Antonio Missions are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Last of the first, Ripken Reyes back in the lineup tonight. Switch hitting shortstop in this case, can play all over the place, can Ripken, and the first pitch from Jake Walkinshaw right down the middle, but maybe low. Boy, maybe one ball and no strikes. Connor Hollis on deck, the second baseman. Hollis at second in the two spot. That's a familiar 1-2. There's a swing and a line drive. Just fouled on the right field side. Kind of a soft liner, but just missed extra bases, did Reyes. 1-1 to count. So Reyes at short, Hollis at second base. Romeo Sanabria batting third and playing the three positions. Sanabria is at first base. Robbie Tenorowicz, big night last night. Third baseman, he moves across the diamond for this one. In the cleanup spot, Robbie Tenorowicz. 1-1 pitch from Walkinshaw. Walkinshaw line drive back up middle. Pitch on one hop by Jake Walker. Excuse me, by Jake or Jack Winkler. Now Jake's and the Jack's all turned around there. Winkler makes a nice play, throws Ripken Reyes out. Sharply hit. One hop line drive, handled by Jack. When he got there, he was in position, but that ball was sharply hit, handled it on a very short hop. Give part of that to the iPad and the coaching staff. Winkler was really shaving up the middle. Well, there was a time not all that long ago. That's a base hit seven ways from Sunday, but man, Winkler there and made the play. Pitch up and into Connor Hollis for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Well, Jack had less trouble with it making the play than I did deciding who was Jack and who was Jake, but a good play by the hand shortstop. Pitch up and in, quick 2-0 count to Connor Hollis. Rest of the order, Cole Cummings batting fifth. He's in left field. Cummings is in left. Robert Perez Jr. in right field batting sixth. Perez Jr. in right. 2-0 to Hollis. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-1. Michael De La Cruz makes his season or series debut. He is the designated hitter. De La Cruz batting seventh. Walkinshaw's 2-1 pitch. Got there inside corner at the knees. Good pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Joshua Mears is the center fielder batting eighth. Playing the eighth spot is Mears. And Juan Zabala will again catch tonight. And at ninth, Zabala catching and batting in the ninth spot. 2-2 to Hollis. Fouls this one back. Does Connor? And the count stays 2-2. Hollis at 234, very dangerous if he gets on base. He has 16 steals, has been caught only three times. Guy with AAA experience, originally a Rays farmhand. Pitch by Walkinshaw, down and away from Jake. Three balls and two strikes. Reyes, Hollis, and Sanabria up top for the missions. Tenorowicz, Cummings, and Perez Jr. in the middle. And De La Cruz, Mears, and Zabala round it out. Twist and the pitch by Walkinshaw, lifted high in the air to right field toward the line. Wellbos drifting that way, makes the catch about one stride off the line and cushions himself into the tarp in that right field corner. Fly ball handled by Wellbos. It is probably not discernible in the background in our broadcast, but I was reminded a little bit earlier this afternoon watching batting practice and doing some prep work, there is a band of some sort, and I mean rock band, that lives very nearby and is practicing today, and they're still going at it. Ground ball, first base side, diving stop by Simpson, throws from his backside and gets him. What a play by Will Simpson. Ranged to his right, made a tumbling catch, and from a seated position threw to Jake Walkinshaw covering for the out. Boy, we may see a better play tonight. But I'm not sure about that at all. That was tremendous from Will Simpson. Drives in a run and makes a brilliant play to end the bottom of the first inning. After one, Rockhounds 1, San Antonio nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Well, Will Simpson's had a good ball game, and we played just one inning. Hounds lead it 1-0. Ripped a base hit to left field, driving on Daniel Susak for the game's first run. And boy, what a play that was by Simpson. Just a moment ago, robbing Romeo Sanabria. Well, I mean, that diving stop. And Ball got to him quickly again. He was shading in a little bit, was Will. So he went to his right, made the tumbling catch, wound up basically just sitting on his backside and threw to Jake Walkinshaw. But my goodness, tremendous defense. So to the top of the second we go. Brian Welbos will lead it off. Henry Bolte and Jack Winkler will follow for the Hounds in inning number two. Brian with a game-winning double last night, came in the seventh, drove one in the gap to deep right center field. Ball game last night went back and forth. Hounds scored twice in the top of the first inning last night. Missions came back, and Robbie Tenero, it's really powering the offense. He was involved in four of the five runs. Pitch low and outside for a ball to Buelvas, 1-0 to Brian. Missions had a 5-2 lead. Hounds chipped away. Denzel with a tying home run, and Brian with a game-winning ribby. Swings and misses. Comes up empty here, 1-1. Austin Krobe, left-hander for San Antonio. Anthony's been just off the charts good in August. Austin, who is a TCU product, he's an Iowa native from Lisbon, Iowa. 24 years of age. He's 6'3", 205. He's the lefty. His pitch is bounced foul in the count. Goes 1-2. And overall, 4-10. ERA at 4.63. He was between 7.5 and 8 with the ERA in June and July. So those 2 months on the calendar did not treat him nicely. And again, 1.71 in four starts in the month of August, which scarily ends tomorrow. 1-2 to Brian Welbos. Henry Bolte on deck. Jack Winkler will follow. Pitch from Krobe and a swing and a miss. Brian out on strikes. So three strikeouts of the first six batters and also two hits and a run allowed for Austin Krobe. And here is Henry Bolte. Krobe overall on the year, a little over a hit per inning, not much. He's gone 107 innings, allowed 112 hits coming into this game. In a 2.5-1 ratio, 99 strikeouts. He's added three to that total. It's walked 40 batters coming in. Pitch down a little bit low to Bolte for ball one. Henry at 240, four home runs and 17 driven in as a Rockhound. Krobe with the stretch, the left-hander's pitch. Drops down and away for a ball, two balls and no strikes. Overall for the season, Krobe's whip is 1.42, 10-inch high, and opposition hitting 275 against him. Fairly high number. Pitch swung on, chopped to shortstop Reyes on two hops, letter high, unloads in a hurry and got him. Quality play there by Reyes, and two men down for Jack Winkler. And Jack took a potential base hit away from Reyes with a nice play up the middle in the first inning. A couple of very nice defensive plays. Jack Winkler and first baseman Will Simpson. Jack, 230 the batting average. And the guy the Rockhounds would just love to get going. Pitch called strike on the outside edge, 0-1. Hounds are in. Then again, not going to put the baseball cart ahead of the baseball horse, but the Rockhounds are in excellent position to make their first postseason appearance since 2019. Pitch up and away, 1-1. And in advance of that, again, Jack is a guy, and of course, he's been in the lineup almost every day. This is game number 124 for the Hounds, game number 114 for Jack. Actually, game 116, forgive me, called strike, and it's 1-2. He and Brennan Malone lead the team in games played. One for Jack again, second half, hitting just 193. Really good base runner, outstanding defender as well. Pitch drops down low for a ball, 2-2. Nobody on and two men down in the second inning. Rockhounds with a 1-0 lead on the Daniel Susak double and the Will Simpson RBI single in the first. Hounds in the orange jersey, trimmed in the dark blue numerals and lettering, some white piping. Delivery swung on and missed, and Jack out on strikes. So Austin Krobe has struck out four of the first eight batters he's faced. Rockhounds did get to him for the run in the first inning. And as we go to the bottom half of inning number two, it's the Rockhounds 1 and the Missions nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof.
Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Robbie Tenorowicz leads it off in the bottom half of the second inning, middle third of the order to face Jake Walkinshaw. Tenorowicz, Cole Cummings, and Robert Perez Jr. field all the way in the shadows now. First pitch, swing line drive, soft line drive into shallow left center, base hit. Tenorowicz picking up where he left off last night. Didn't exactly rip that one as he did a couple of times last evening, but a leadoff single puts the tying run on base. Cole Cummings is the batter. Cummings at 224. A little bit better than that against the Rockhounds. 250 in the season series. And again, these teams are meeting tonight for the 22nd time, and Cole has been for this club all season, so his average in the season series is a pretty good sample size. Swing and a miss comes up empty, and the Walkinshaw delivery, it's 0-1. Coming to 16 for 64 against the Hounds. So, yeah, pretty solid sample size, a 250 average. Has some power, has a little bit of speed, high strikeout rate. Delivery swung on and missed down at 0-2. Tenorowicz had, in the big night last night, a double and a run scored, and then the three-run home run. He gave the Missions a 5-2 advantage, and he's on at first base with nobody out. Hounds leading 1-0 in the second. Jake comes set, pitch to Cummings, high and away for a ball, 1-2. Will Simpson, of course, holding the runner on at first base. Brennan Malone about midway through the between the bags, that is, at first and second, and the left side of the infield playing in solidly to pull. Third baseman Groshans really playing it short. Pitch down and away, 2-2. And after saying all of that, the outfield pretty well straight away. Denzel maybe shading him a little bit to pull. A little tiny bit of breeze. Just enough to gently unfurl the American flag. A swing and a miss. A breaking pitch, and Cummings is out on strikes. It's 155 strikeouts for Cole Cummings. It's a high total again, one of the highest in the league. And here's Robert Perez Jr. Somewhat similar to Cummings, hitting 213, does have 9 homers, 43 driven in. A little bit of speed, and again a high strikeout rate, swing and a miss and a pitch up and in, and it is 0-1. Jake Walkinshaw making his 6th appearance with the Rockhounds and came off the injured list and spent some time in the Arizona Complex League, and that's, of course, that's just to get going, of course. Pitch from Walkinshaw, ground ball, third base. Groshans makes the play, flips to second for one, the pivot, the turn, the throw, and a double play. Nicely turned. Jordan Groshans made a terrific play. Reams to his left, got the ball, looked like just in the webbing of the glove. Off balance throw to second, and Brennan Malone with a pivot, the throw, and the 5-4-3. Inning is over. We go to the top half of the third. Rockhounds turn a nifty around the horn double play. And after 2, Hounds 1, Missions nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. but you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the third, 1-0 Rockhounds on the single, and really good defensive play by Will Simpson, and then a nice around-the-horn double play helping as well. Caden Trankel leads it off and swings and misses at Austin Krobe's first offering, a lefty-lefty matchup here. Caden at the plate, back to the top of the order for Denzel Clark and Brennan Malone in the Rockhounds' third inning. Krobe with a pitch just off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. And a little bit of breeze is picked up. It is left to right. It's 340 down the right field line in this ballpark. That's a long way. Swing and a miss as Caden chases one down and away. Caden Trankel at 188 with 3 home runs and 20 driven in as he faces left-hander Austin Krobe. Lefty set. 1-2 pitch. Backup delivery, chop toward first. It's going to be a tough play and not going to be able to make it. That'll be a base hit all the way. Sanabria got to it, tried to make the play, but that would have been, well, it would have had to have been absolutely perfect. I'm not sure they get Caden anyway. That's just a nice little swinging bunt. So a little tapper to first base, and Caden Trankel is on base. Top of the order, Denzel Clark struck out his first time up. D went 1-for-4 last night. He had a, and this isn't a complaint, by the way, at all. He had one of those 50-50 scoring plays that went as an error. And either way you look at it, you could make an argument for the other. And was absolutely robbed by Joshua Mears on a brilliant catch in center. Pitch a high strike on the outside edge, so easily could have been 3-for-4. Was also hit by a pitch and scored 3 runs and had the 2-run home run. One man on, nobody down. Caden Trankel, the base runner. Left-hander Krobe comes set. Pitch to D. Turned into it. Yep, check swing strike. It's 0-2. Denzel at 266. Home run last night. His 12th and 49th and 50th RBI. And I looked right past the fact that was his 100th hit of the season. It's a nice, very nice milepost, any way you look at it. Stretch by Krobe. Trankel the lead. Long set this time by the left-hander. Delivers, and that pitch is down low for a ball. Smothered nicely by Juan Zabala. Again, it's way off in the distance. I started to mention there is a local line from a Monkees song a million years ago. The rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Well, these guys, rock group down the street's playing. They're pretty full. They're pretty loud. They're pretty good. The stretch and pitch, outside corner, got him, called third strike. Boy, D up and right back down twice on strikes. So one on and one man down, Brennan Malone, the batter, bounced out to third baseman Robbie Tenerowicz, his first time up. And a visit to the mound now from catcher Juan Zabala, with left-hander Austin Krobe. Krobe, who is, again, from Iowa, played his collegiate baseball at TCU. He was drafted in the 12th round in 2022 by the Padres. And he also pitched here during the lost season when there was a collegiate baseball league here. They played for the San Antonio Flying Chunklas. That was 2020 during the summer collegiate season, some of the rare baseball that did go on. Pitched to Brennan down and away for a ball, 1-0, so he has plenty of experience pitching in this ballpark, this Austin Krobe. Austin, a top 30 prospect for the San Diego Padres. Major League affiliate. My Padres, talking to folks here with the missions. Here's a toss to first base. Boyden Trenkel had to dive back in, but dive he does and gets there. Daniel Susak on deck for the Hounds. Rock Hounds lead it 1-0, top of the third inning. One on and one man down. Krobe's strikeout of Denzel, by the way, his fifth. Struck out half of the batters he's faced. Krobe's pitch. Boy, strike at the knees. Brennan reacts a little bit to that. Can't necessarily blame him. That pitch just got knee-high just outside corner. So a borderline pitch goes the left-hander's way, and it's 1-1. San Diego Padres, of course, they're interesting. They're very, very good, of course, at the big league level. Swinging a pop foul out of play. Slow start, but they picked up Luis Arraez via trade and a couple of other trades that have strengthened that team. And, I mean, they're right in it. Pretty strong National League West. But just this season, the Padres have traded 12 of the team's top 15 prospects. Well, I mean, that... And, of course, there are no guarantees. The word prospect has no guarantee attached to it whatsoever. Toss over to first point again. Caden getting back in. Had to dive in ahead of the throw from the lefty. So that is two checks over to the bag. So the disengagement rule now says if he throws over again and doesn't get him, that's a balk. Stretch by the left-hander. Pitching away from Krobe. Well outside for a ball. 2-2 the count. Padres, of course, have that huge payroll, and again, it's almost astounding how they can do that. A huge payroll. They've had some good prospects come through, and boy, they have traded a whole big bunch of them. Here's the 2-2. Runner goes. Pitch swung on it. Foul back. Caden Trenkel was running with a pitch, but that's a foul ball. We'll do it again on 2-2. Talking with my good friend Mickey Holt, who has been a member of this front office for doggone near as long as you and I have been coming here, and that's a long time. And Mickey was saying that teams below the missions in the Padres farm not doing well. There's a swing and a miss, and Brendan Malone out on strikes. And my goodness, Austin Krobe, he's given up a run in this game, but he has also struck out six out of the first 11 batters he's faced. Daniel Susak to the plate. He doubled with two out in the first and scored on the next pitch thrown as Will Simpson drilled a single to left field. Daniel beating the throw home. Susak set to go from the right side. Takes. Strike called. Knee high. Inside corner. Again, just got there. Same pitch that was called a strike to Brennan Malone. Missions for a million years were the Los Angeles Dodgers AA affiliate. Switched to the Seattle Mariners and won a couple of titles with Seattle's apparent club. Breaking ball swung on and missed 0-2. And won a couple with the Padres as well. I think three with the Mariners, two with the Padres. That's top of the head stuff. But again, this ball club. Well, they're interesting. They're 55-66 overall, but take away Frisco and they're over 500. Pitch is a swing and a miss, and Susak out on three pitches. So Austin Krobe gives up a little swinging bunt, then strikes out the side. So Austin Krobe has struck out seven of the first 12 batters he has faced. To the bottom of the third, Rockhounds 1, San Antonio nothing.
When the 2017 season began, the Texas League was in its 130th year. Only once in all that time had a team won four or more consecutive championships, the Fort Worth Panthers, who won six in a row in the 1920s. And only three others had ever won three straight, Houston and Waco in the 1910s, and the Rockhounds a century later, entering 2017, having won three in a row. History clearly suggested the streak would end, and it almost did. But the Rockhounds gained a playoff berth as a wild card on the last day of the season. That earned them a matchup with an outstanding San Antonio team that had swept both half-season pennants. In the division series, Bio Sergi Rosa powered a Game 1 win with a Texas League playoff record 8 RBIs. But by late in Game 4, the Hounds were 6 outs from elimination before a 5-run rally in the last of the 8th led to a 6-3 win, forcing Game 5. The Rockhounds stunned the Mission 4-1 at San Antonio and were bound for their fourth straight appearance in the title series. Tulsa had been the league's best team since making a managerial change in June. The Drillers not only won the first two games in the best-of-five championship series, they did it at what is now Momentum Bank Ballpark. Again, the Rockhound season was on the brink. Following a travel day to Tulsa, what transpired could easily be described as the most remarkable 72 hours in the franchise's first half century. That's coming up in our next edition. Bottom half of the third inning, Michael De La Cruz will lead it off. He is a catcher by trade, designated hitter in this game. Switch hitter is De La Cruz. Joshua Mears and Juan Zabala will follow against right-hander Jake Walkinshaw. First pitch to De La Cruz, called strike on the inside edge. He is a hitting just 217, but he's a guy who figures to either make contact or get pretty good strike zone judgment, has about even number of walks and strikeouts, swings and fouls this one away, so he's down in the count quickly here 0-2. De La Cruz in 226 at-bats, so about 260 plate appearances, 35 strikeouts, and 31 walks. The 0-2 is outside for a ball, one ball and two strikes. See how deep Jake can go in this game. James Gonzalez has been piggybacking with him. That will not be the case tonight. Swinging a foul back, it's 1-2. The promotion of Blake Beers to AAA, and boy, that's, I mean, so very well deserved. 11-6, 3.36 ERA, and just off the charts good since June. Here's the 1-2. Down and away for a ball, two balls, two strikes. So Jake again has been stretching out little by little. So James Gonzalez will slide into the starting spot tomorrow, and Jack Perkins will go on Sunday evening. 2-2 pitch is bounced foul. It should send Mason Barnett to the mound on Tuesday. And the Rockhounds come home. They'll take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles. And the Hounds going head-to-head with the teams that are chasing them, and the two teams that trying to catch the Hounds for the potential wild card race. A called third strike to De La Cruz. Boy, I bet that hadn't happened very often. Yeah, he's shaking his head a little bit. He is out on strikes. Second strikeout for Jake Walkinshaw. One down in the third inning, and the batter will be Joshua Mears. Mears playing just his seventh game since coming up to the Missions. Single A Fort Wayne in the Midwest League. First pitch by Jake, swung on and missed. Good fastball down, actually a foul tip, 0-1. Again, the Hounds, and we'll give you the numbers, game summary coming up. I am baffled by the elimination number listed on the MILB official website. I humbly disagree with it. We'll give you those numbers. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. Hounds with a one-game lead over Frisco in the second half race. Rough Riders, of course, won the first half, so their ticket is summarily punched to the postseason. Hounds trying to join them. The Reese will not hit high in the air, but foul out of play by Mears. One ball, two strikes.
Hounds lead both San Antonio and Amarillo by 7.5 again in the wild card race. Winning the first two out of three in this series, Hounds have put a dent in any San Antonio hopes. But again, until the arithmetic says so, you never buy in. Pitch up high for a ball, it's 2-2. I mentioned 2008 several times, and I mentioned Mickey Holt, who is one of the execs here in San Antonio. Pitch, and that's called strike three at the knees. And boy, Joshua Mears is going to argue that very similar pitch to a couple that Austin Probe got the call on. So that's actually not sure if I don't. I might agree with the hitters, but that is a consistent call. We've seen it about three times, that knee-high outside corner, and that's a borderline pitch goes the pitcher's way. So third strikeout for Jake, and here's Juan Zavala. Swinging a ball hit into center field, coming on as Denzel, then he will almost ran in too much. He takes three strides, he covers half the outfield. Ended up having to reach up and made the catch in motion. So a 1-2-3 inning for Jake. They have a chance at some point these next 3 days. We're going to catch up on 2008, as the Missions were a team involved in a wild finish that also involved the Rockhounds in a playoff chase, and one of the reasons we never put that baseball cart before the baseball horse. We go to the top half of the fourth inning. After three, the Rockhounds on top of the Missions, 1-0.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities, including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Austin Crow picks up where he left off, fires a strike to Will Simpson just as we come back. Apologies, I was a tinge slow and clumsy out of that last half. Inning 0-1 to Will is up high for a ball, 1-1. Will Simpson, RBI single, that's the only run of this game. Daniel Susak, a two-out double, and Will on the very next pitch, line drive, a sharp ground ball, actually, to the left side, got through for the RBI single. Bounces this one foul, it's 1-2. So for the Rockhounds, one run on three hits. San Antonio, no runs on one hit. That hit wiped away on a 5-4-3 double play. No errors in the game. Rockhounds have left two men on base. The Missions have left none. Delivery is outside and high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes to Will Simpson, Jordan Groshans, and Brian Buelvas will follow. Austin Crowe has struck out seven of the first 12 batters he's faced while giving up the run. Pitch to Simpson, swing and a miss. Well, Crowe again really dialed in this month of August, and he is now retired four in a row by strikeout. He has faced 13 batters. He has struck out eight. This is game four of a six-game series. 7:05 tomorrow, 6:05 on Sunday in the evening. Hounds returning home next Tuesday, as we mentioned, to face Amarillo. Pitch drops low, ball one. to Jordan Groshans, strikeout victim his first time up. Great stuff coming up during the homestand. A week from tonight is Cap Night, one of the great nights of every baseball season. Hounds and Sod Poodles and Caps for the first 1,000 fans. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-0. Final homestand of the regular season. Of course, we're talking about postseason baseball. It doesn't last very long anymore in the minors. Three series total, the two division title series and then the Texas League Championship, each 2 of 3. Chopper out towards second, 2 hops handled by Hollis, shoulder high, easy. Flip to first for the out. Well, Grove has really been in cruise control with the exception of back-to-back batters in the first inning against Susac, and he did flat-out drill the double to left center field, and Will Simpson's single was a sharply hit ball. But again, he has not given up much more than that. The other base hit, again, was just a little kind of a swinging bunt for Caden Trinkle, and he has struck out 8 batters. Here's Brian Buelvas. Swing and a miss. He comes up empty 0-1. Nobody on, 2 men down very quickly here in the top of the 4th inning. Hounds 1, Missions nothing. Set by Krobe, delivery, and that's chopped toward 3rd. That should be an easy play for Tanerowicz. Edge of the grass, the throw. Boy, and Brian made it close. He is out. Wow. But the Hounds go in order, and boy, Austin Krobe trails the ballgame 1-0, but he has been a pretty dominant pitcher in this ballgame. To go to the bottom half of the 4th here in San Antonio. Rockhounds 1 and the Missions nothing.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Coming up in our Hilliard Office Solutions, you find the solution. A couple of outstanding pieces online about Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge. And they were, I actually didn't mean to read the whole doggone things last night. Actually ended up doing so. Fascinating. We'll follow up a bit. Top of the order, Ripken Reyes takes a called strike at the knees, and it is 0-1 to the Mission's leadoff batter, top of the order, the shortstop. Connor Hollis will follow. And Romeo Sanabria. Pitch to Reyes. Peaks. Swing and a miss. Comes up empty 0-2. Reyes, switch hitter. Say off and 220 average just sounds wrong for him. And one of the reasons I say that, just for example, he's 18 for 62 against the Hounds. That's 290. And a 421 on-base percentage in the season series. Jake's just outside here for a ball 1-2. That was coming into this game, but I mean, that's a little more what you would expect from him, but just 220 for the season. Good contact guy. We'll see, here's a 1-2 count. Swings, fly ball, center field. Very shallow. Denzel is there with ease. So Reyes flies out to shallow center field. It's one man down. Boy, the iPad had him played absolutely perfectly. Very shallow outfield, flies out to Denzel. One away for Connor Hollis. A little out to right his first time. One of the things about Jake Walkinshaw, I think, is really, really cool. Jake was a 36th-round draft choice. Pitched to Hollis a strike at the knees, and it is 0-1. Drafted out of Southern New Hampshire University 2019, so in a little bit of pro experience before the COVID year. Pitch swung on and sent just foul wide of the bag at first. It's 0-2 to Connor Hollis. One man down in the fourth. Hounds lead 1-0. Mentioned with a draft choice or a prospect, whatever it might be, no such thing as a sure thing. But for a 36th round draft choice to not only be at Double A, but to be more than holding his own as Jake is, that it just makes a cool story. 0-2 pitch, just a bit high, turned into it, but I don't think he went around. Nope, one ball, two strikes. Brandon Tipton has rejoined the umpiring crew as of last night. He's from Katy, Texas. He is calling the balls and strikes, Brandon Tipton. Trevor Patience from Laguna Niguel, California at first base. Jake's pitch, chopped toward first, and Will Simpson is there. Fair ball, gets to the bag for the out. So Hollis bounces out to Will Simpson unassisted. Two man down for Romeo Sanabria, whom Will Simpson absolutely robbed of a base hit his first time up. Just a great defensive play. Third base umpires are crew chief Ben Engstrand from West Des Moines, Iowa. Sanabria, left-handed hitter, been playing in his 21st game since coming up from Advanced A, 364 coming into the game. Takes a strike of the knees, inside edge. Again, that is a pitcher-friendly call, which both guys have been getting. Hitters have occasionally looked back in some disbelief, but it's been a consistently called location. Pitch up high and away for a ball, 1-1. We're in San Antonio. The local band is playing on. At least the guitar player and the bass player. I don't hear a drummer yet, but they're practicing their strings off. Here's the stretch and delivery and a swing and a miss on a pitch down low, 1-2. That's just a cool sound. Been a million years, but a former musician here. They've been living at it for a little while. Hope those guys do, too. They sound like they're pretty serious with their practice. Here's the 1-2. That ball hard hit, line drive, left field, and on the move. There to make the play is Trinkle. Boy, that's a good swing of the bat by Sanabria. Went with the pitch and absolutely lined it to left field, but Trinkle was there and made the catch, drifting a little bit toward his right into the line. So a well-hit ball, but Jake Walkinshaw has given up on the only one base hit. Austin Krobe has been outstanding in this game. And after four, Rockhounds will lead the San Antonio Missions in the top half of the fifth. The Towns won, to the Missions nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud, the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Looks like Jake Walkinshaw's evening will end at four innings. Again, he is limited a little bit as he comes back from a long, long time on the injured list. But, my goodness, he was good in this one. Pitched to contact largely, four innings, no runs on a hit, no walks, three strikeouts. And Domingo Robles, who has been terrific, will begin to warm in the bullpen. It's low and away to Henry Bolte. Fifth inning underway, bottom third of the Rockhounds order. Henry Bolte, Jack Winkler, and Caden Trinkle. facing Austin Krobe. He has been outstanding as well. A high strike and a count squares at 1-1. Hounds have three base hits. Again, one of them a scratch single, but the other two, a two-out double and an RBI single in the next pitch in the first inning from Messrs. Susak and Simpson. Ground ball sharply hit, but right at short. Reyes is there, and the play to first for the out. Henry Bolte bounces out sharply to Ripken. Reyes, one down in the fifth inning. Jack Winkler. Jack, the strikeout victim, one of eight for Austin Krobe. Mentioned on MLB.com and on ESPN's website, they both have done a feature on the two really remarkable seasons. Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge pitch outside for a ball to Jack Winkler, and honestly, they are both worth a read. They both really kind of summarize, and a lot of stuff in it, especially the ESPN article, swinging a foul out of play, and here's some of the stats. I don't know what all of them mean, but stats such as WAR, which is wins above replacement, and just some of the terrific research they've done, really telling you just how remarkable these two guys are. Just swinging a high pop foul straight back out of play, 1-2. Shohei, of course, I think, and of course he plays for the zillion-dollar budget, which is the Los Angeles Dodgers. That payroll is probably the size of a not-so-small country. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Jack out on strikes, and that is nine strikeouts in the first 17 batters for Austin Krobe. My goodness, he's been good. He trails the 1-0. But I think most folks, I think, really like Shohei. I'm not sure if you don't like Shohei, I think maybe you need a checkup. But now Aaron Judge plays for the Yankees, and that, of course, that makes it a whole different deal. But fan or not, well, check out the two articles. These guys, historically, really remarkable. Little roller out towards second base. He'd done it again. Caden Trankel, he beat it. He is safe. He has two base hits and has barely gotten the ball to the infield dirt. That was a soft bouncer. Connor Hollis did everything he could, made a really good grab, and as he was on the infield grass and moving away from first base, threw back across his body, could not get Caden. So Caden has a little dribbler to first base, a little bouncer to second. Hounds have four hits. Caden has half of them, and again has barely gotten the ball to the infield dirt. Two out, and one on for Denzel. Pitches down and in into the Hounds center fielder. Denzel up and down on strikes twice, both times looking. Well, Shohei has a really good chance to win the National League Triple Crown. Won't be easy, but he's certainly in position to do so, and that's rarefied air all the way around. Last time an American League player won the Triple Crown was 2012, Miguel Cabrera, the future Hall of Famer. Shohei bidding for it. When was the last time a National League player won the Triple Crown? And Shohei is bidding to do. Give you a little perspective on his season. Pitch swung on, bounced toward third to his left, making the play as Tanerowicz goes the short way. And a 5-4 put out at second base. Inning is over. Denzel bounces into the fielder's choice. And the Rockdowns are retired near the top of the fifth. Duboyan has been pitching and defense so far tonight in San Antonio, Texas. To the bottom of the fifth we go. Midway through the game, Rockhounds 1. And as Domingo Robles comes to the pitcher's mound, we go to the bottom of the fifth. Hounds 1, Missions nothing.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. and Midland. Visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
Ovented is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovented proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Left-hander Domingo Robles on to pitch for the Rockhounds as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. So midway through the game, 1-0 score. He faces Robbie Tenorowicz to lead it off. First pitch to Tenorowicz, popped high in the air, but foul. Out of play and off to the right. 0-1. So Domingo out of the bullpen for Jake Walkinshaw. My goodness, outstanding. Four innings. No runs, one hit, no walks, three strikeouts. Largely pitching to contact and doing so effectively. A couple of really good plays behind him. Will Simpson, brilliant in the first, and the nicely turned around the horn double play started by Jordan Groshans in the second. 0-1 to Tenorowicz, right-handed hitter. Takes on the inside corner, called strike 0-2 from the lefty. Domingo becomes the pitcher of record. Jake going the first four. Robles set. High set with the hands, then drop down to the belt, then back up in the pitch, just down and in. Well, that missed by much. One ball and two strikes. Tenorowicz, Cole Cummings, and Robert Perez Jr. here in the Mission's fifth, a 1-0 ball game. Domingo 7-2 with a 3.01 ERA. Pitch drops to the dirt. Count goes 2-2. Makes his 18th appearance, his sixth out of the bullpen. So he can give extended innings. He has been a starter as well. Joined the club same time as Jack Perkins after starting the season on the injured list. 57 hits is all in, 71 and two-thirds, a 220 opposing average. Pitch from Robles. Oh, and he hit it. Up and in. Boy, that got Tenorowicz, I think, on the hand. Boy, for Robbie, it's been a rough last couple of weeks. He was hit in the helmet by a pitch and actually had to go in the IL and concussion protocol. Had just come back a couple of days ago, and he's been big in this series. Hit by a pitch here on the hand. Second base runner for the Missions. And in both cases, it's been Tenorowicz. He's singled in the second. Hit by a pitch here in the fifth. Leadoff man on, Cole Cummings at the plate. Struck out his first time. Robles set. Lefty-lefty matchup, and Cummings swings. Oh, foul tip, and that got Daniel Susak. Oh, my. Oh, that really got him. Gregorio Petit is out. We'll tend to Daniel. Here comes Eric Fast, the athletic trainer for the Rockhounds. Boy, that one really got Daniel. It was so ironic. Just did a piece today with Gregorio for the A's. Pre-game tomorrow, and we were talking about Daniel and the terrific job he has done this season. And kind of as a follow-up to his season at the plate, we're talking about the job he has done behind the dish and the pounding he takes. And I mean, this is the next to last day in August, and he's been doing this since spring training. Catchers, absolutely. I've obviously never done that, but just watching and trying to understand, and certainly can't sympathize, but I can sure empathize just watching the pounding these guys take. And it's a bit cliche, I guess, but at the same time, it's absolutely true. And he will stay in the game. Gets a nice round of applause. So, good fans here. 0-1 count to Cole Cummings. Domingo Robles mentioned the 3.01 earned run average. 21 walks against 73 strikeouts. So, a 3.5-1 ratio. Does have the hit batsman here. Tying run on base. Bottom of the fifth inning. A 1-0 game. Stretch and a chopper out towards second base. In between, hop going to have to come to first base. Is Malone. He'll make the play. That was a long two-hopper. No chance to get the lead runner. So Tenorowicz comes to second base. Bounce out goes 4-3. Cole Cummings
tying run in scoring position for Robert Perez Jr. Hilliard off the solutions. You find the solution. Well, you think it's been a while since somebody's won a National League Triple Crown? 12 years ago, Miguel Cabrera in the American League. Joe Medwick. Yeah, I know. You know it's been a while. Pitch way high for a ball. If you know the name, you know it's been a while. If you don't know the name, that proves it has been a while. And he was amazing. 1937. Sneaking up on a century. Joe Medwick with the Cardinals was just... I forgot to look. If he wasn't the MVP, there ought to have been a congressional investigation. Or maybe something more effective. Pitch up high for a ball. It's 2-0. Medwick hit 374, had 31 home runs, and drove in 154. That was the last time a National League player won the Triple Crown, and Shohei, in his first year in the National League, has a great chance to do it. Certainly an opportunity. 2-0 is way up and in ball three, so Domingo, very uncharacteristically, having trouble navigating the zone. Aaron Judge having a just remarkable season. Leading the American League in batting average, on-base percentage, slugging, and OPS, of course. Pitch down the middle called strike. And boy, it is a sign of the times. Aaron Judge is second in the league. I'm sorry, he's second in the league in batting average, leads in the other categories, forgive me. He's hitting .333, and that's an everyday player. How many players in all of minor in all of Major League Baseball with a swing and a foul back? Yes, we are in the minor leagues here, or you and I. How many players in the major leagues are hitting .300 or better? Aaron Judge is one. There is one who has a higher batting average, so there are at least two. How many players in Major League Baseball are hitting .300 entering play today? One on, one man down, full count to Perez Jr. First base is open, Robles comes set. A kick and a pitch, and that ball hit high and foul into a deepening blue sky, and off to the right count goes, or stays, full at 3-2. Hounds one, Missions nothing, bottom half of the fifth inning. By the way, the only guy with a better average in all of Major League Baseball than Aaron Judge is Bobby Witt Jr., and he is... Boy, again, one of the best players on the planet, young as well. Pitch swung on, bounce, foul, still 3-2, so Perez Jr. doing battle. Robbie Tenorowicz hit by a pitch to start the inning. He advances a second on the two-hopper out to second base. Cole Cummings retired. 3-2, a third time coming here to Perez Jr., and Michael De La Cruz is on deck. 1-0 Hounds in the fifth. Robles is set. Domingo, 3-2, third time. Got him. Called third strike. Perez Jr. and the crowd in disbelief. Boy, that was a high strike. Well, I'll give the crowd something here because they were barking about some calls, which I think have been made very consistently, but again, on stuff down in the zone, and that was a very high strike. So, if nothing else, a pitcher-friendly zone. Two man down, strikeout for Domingo. Here's Michael De La Cruz. Switch hitter batting right-handed. Makes the pitch just down and in. That couldn't miss by much. 1-0. So Domingo Robles on in relief here in the fifth. After Jake Walkinshaw went the first four innings. 1-0 Hounds with a tying run in scoring position. Robles set. De La Cruz waits. Pitch by Domingo, way outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Michael De La Cruz, again a catcher by trade. Dominican Republic native, signed as a free agent by the Padres in 2023. Saw him last year with the Missions. Brilliant orange, or I'm sorry, yellow batting gloves on each hand as he swings. It's a high fly ball to right field, not deep. Drifting in with time and room is Bill Boss, and Brian will glove it. So Domingo Robles battled with the zone just a little bit. Hit one batter, but comes up with a goose egg.
So we'll give you totals in a moment. We have played five innings in San Antonio. And after five, Rockhounds won, Missions nothing.
The list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Well, it has been pitching, and it has been flashes of outstanding defense. Rockhounds turning two really good plays in this game to help the outstanding pitching performance. Rockhounds, in the span of two pitches, get the game's only run. With nobody on and two out in the first inning, Daniel Susak, a line drive double, and he drilled it to deep left center field. Next pitch, Will Simpson hits one sharply between third and short. Ball hits sharply to left field, but Daniel Susak able to score, going, of course, on contact. And the Rockhounds led 1-0. Since then, the Hounds have two base runners. They have both been Caden Trinkle, and both of we have said, meaning absolutely no disrespect. In fact, they were my kind of hits in Little League. This little dribbler out toward first and a chopper out toward second. Again, he's really only reached the infield dirt once, but Caden is 2-for-2. Rockhounds a run on four base hits, no errors. San Antonio no runs on one hit, no errors. Hounds have left three. The Missions have stranded one and bounced into a double play. Brennan Malone leads it off and swings and misses against Austin Probe, who has struck out nine batters in this game. Malone, Susak, and Simpson to face him in the sixth. A swing and a foul ball into a deep, dark blue sky now. He's deep blue and heading toward nighttime. Fourth game of this six-game series. Rockhounds have won two of the first three, and boy, this one fitting right into the theme of this series. Another one-run game. The first three, each decided by a single run. 1-0 in this one, top of the sixth. Brendan Malone waits. Pitch by Krobe, but the high in the air to left field, not deep. Cummings is there, drifting well in. And in fact, that's going to be the shortstop Reyes who will take it. Both guys had that in their sights. Pop up into shallow left field, handled by Ripken. Reyes, the shortstop, one away for Daniel Susak. Hounds are home next week. One more time around for two-for-one tickets with Baskin-Robbins. Half-price hot dogs last time around on Wednesday. Last time around, I know. Thursday. Mentioned 1 week from tonight, cap night, great night at the yard, and 1 week from tomorrow, fireworks one more time at Rocky Town. Dan Susak takes outside for a ball, one ball, and no strikes. I hope that we will see you at Rocky Town, and again, Rockhounds are bidding for their first playoff trip since 2019. A bouncing ball foul, count 1-1. Hounds, of course, last winning the Texas League title in 2017, the fourth of the four-peat. And, by the way, the sixth in the Rockhounds era. The seventh overall, the first of them with the Midland Cubs in 1975, but that was a shared title with the Lafayette, Louisiana Drillers. Ground ball to third. Sliding play by Tanerowicz. Sets up, throws, and got him. Robbie Tanerowicz slapping a little leather. Ball hit sharply by Susak. Tanerowicz moved to his left. Let's see if they give us a replay on this. No, they're, no, they're not going to do it. And I'll tell you why. I'm going to tell on them. There is a beautiful big television screen in the booth two down from us, and we're looking through glass. They have a football game on. I would have, well, and I bless your heart, that's great, but I would really like to have seen that nice play by the San Antonio third baseman again. Pitch down low to Will Simpson, 1-0. Will is 1-for-2. He's driven in the game's only run. Boy, pitching and defense deluxe in this game. 1-0 pitch to Will. And he sends a sharp line drive to left. It actually might have been a broken bat.
That ball sounded off the bat like it was sharply hit. It was a soft liner. Will Simpson is 2 for 3. Let's see, I don't know if the bat boy will give us in. No, he's already toted that lumber off. That might have been a broken bat. So the Hounds have 5 base hits and 2 of them infield singles. That one kind of a soft line drive. And the double and single by Susak and Simpson respectively in the first inning. Those were really sharply hit. Pitch from Krobe bends down and in. Ball 1 to Jordan Groshans over 2 with a strikeout and a bounce out to second. Well, Will Simpson's been pretty good. He's 6 for his first 14 at the AA level. And joining the club this week after Nick Kurtz went on the injured list. Will joining the team last Sunday and getting his first chance to play in this series. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-0 to Jordan Groshans. By the way, just to finish our topic on Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge, really, both of the pieces on these guys online is, I think they're both just riveting. ESPN and MLB.com, slightly different looks, but both talking about Ohtani and Judge. Amazing. Pitch called strike at the knees. Again, that low edge strike has been called all night. Count is 2-1. Again, I don't know that the hitters necessarily agree with it, but I think they know that it's being called, and that's job number one, really. Top of the sixth inning, Rockhounds lead the Missions 1-0. 2-1 count to give him. Pitch swung on and missed. Down evens up 2-2. High fastball, and Jordan went after it. Ryan Bolvas would be next. Not to mention, Aaron Judge is second in all of Big League Baseball, and second, obviously, in the American League as well. 333 average, just behind Bobby Witt at 344. But his other numbers are just terrifying. The pitch on the way and a foul straight back. Judge leads the American League in on-base percentage by 46 points over Juan Soto. One of only 3 guys with a 400 or better on-base percentage, and Judge is at 467. Soto at 421. Jordan Alvarez, former Corpus Christi Hook, at 400. Judge's slugging is 120 points better than Shohei. Pitch way outside, 3-2. I mean, that's just not better than, you know, than whomever, any other team. That is 120 points better than Shohei. And his OPS is nearly 200 points better than Soto. Stunning. Pitch, check, swing, eye went. No doubt about it. Yeah, out on strikes. Jordan tried to hold up. Now, Jordan Groshans is saying that should have been upon appeal, and I think he is correct, but I think the appeal would have been granted. So, Jordan is arguing on. He just got tossed. Yep, Jordan Groshans tossed out of the ballgame. Do not see that very often at all. So, strikeout number 10 for Krobe. And again, two sides to that. I think the appeal would have been granted, but I think that probably should have been on appeal. There wasn't much to that swing. But he is out, and he is tossed. So we'll see who comes in. I would imagine Uribe Alanjuelez will take over at third, and we go to the bottom of the sixth. Rockhounds 1, Missions nothing.
2017 was a season on the brink. The Rockhounds earned their playoff berth on the regular season's final day, were 6 outs from elimination before stunning San Antonio in the divisional round, and were down 2 games to none to Tulsa as the best-of-5 title series moved to Oklahoma. Not only did Tulsa lead the series, they were playing at home, needing 1 win to close the deal. And since Scott Hennessy had taken over as manager in June, the Drillers were 20-2 at home at One Oak Field. Making the odds a bit longer, Tulsa's Game 3 starter was Los Angeles Dodgers right-hander Brendan McCarthy, who was there on a rehab assignment. He went 6 innings and gave up just 2 runs. But Heath Fillmyer and 3 relievers responded, combining on a 5-hit shutout as the Rockhounds captured a 2-0 win. Max Schrock's leadoff double against McCarthy in the 4th inning led to the game's first run, and Jorge Mateo's 6th inning triple turned into the game's only other score.
In Game 4, Sheldon Noisy's three-run home run broke a 1-1 tie and was the difference in a win that forced an unlikely fifth and deciding game. A personal note here. It has been my pleasure to broadcast more than 4,000 games for our franchise. Considering the circumstances, Game 5 of the 2017 Texas League Championship Series was the most remarkable game I have seen in 30-plus years here. The story of how that tremendous game and that season on the brink brought home the four-peat is coming up in our next edition.
As we come back, forgive me, I was watching the argument at the plate and took too long to do so to get out of that last half inning. Joshua Mears facing Domingo Robles took a called strike and now fouls one away. 0-2 to Mears, Zabala, and back up top for Reyes here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-0 to score. Robles pitched swung on and missed, and Mears just waved at that, and he is out on strikes. Domingo with his second whip. It's a three-pitch strikeout, and that starts the last of the sixth. Willie Peralta is here on a major league rehab. He will go one inning or 20 pitches. He is warming, so Austin Krobe is going to go six, and boy, he was outstanding. He gave up five base hits, two of them absolute scratch singles, one run. Trying to bunt his way on and coming up empty is Juan Zabala. So Krobe, six innings, five hits. There's three of them out of the infield. One run it was earned, no walks, and 10 strikeouts. 0-1 pitch finds the heart of the plate on an off-speed breaking ball. 0-2 from Domingo to Juan Zabala. Lined out to Denzel Clark, his first time up. Ball was hit in the straightaway center. Denzel came in to make the play and ended up having to kind of reach up to make the catch, but make it he did. Ripken Reyes on deck. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 1-0 Rockdowns. That run in the first inning. 0-2 stretch. Robles with a pitch. Chopped toward first. Foul ball well wide of the bag. 0-2 the count. Now Austin Krobe will give up a run. He departs as the pitcher of record. But my goodness, again, 1.71 ERA in August. And if it goes up, not going to go up much. Matter of fact, I don't think it'll go up at all. Ground ball wide of third base sharply hit, but well fouls the ball out in front of that. By the way, Frisco is leading Northwest Arkansas. Plenty of offense early in that game. Bottom of the third, Rough Riders 4. Northwest Arkansas 3 at Springdale. 0-2, bounced foul again. So Zabala doing some battle. Arkansas is leading Amarillo 3-2. Ball game in the bottom of the fifth. Neither Amarillo nor San Antonio can afford to stumble much at all to stay in the wild card race. It is starting to lean a little bit in the hand, very much so in the Hounds' favor. But again, until it's a said and done deal, it isn't said and done. Foul away, and my goodness, what an AB or plate appearance for Zabala. He's seen six pitches. They've all been strikes. Set by Robles. Stretch and pitch. Strike seven, you're out. Takes a called third strike. How many times do you see that? I mean, he battled his backside off. He got down 0-2. Fouls off four two-strike pitches and takes a called third strike. And no argument about it. Top of the order, here's Ripken Reyes. In the last half of the sixth inning in San Antonio. Robles with a pitch high and away. Ball one to Reyes. Ripken 0 for 2. He's bounced to short. That was a nice play by Jack Winkler to start the game in the bottom of the first. And he flew out to shallow center his last time. Switch hitter, batting right-handed against Robles. Domingo, kick and pitch. High and away for a ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Reyes draws a lot of walks. Again, hitting just 220, although much better than that against the Hounds. But he has struck out only 56 times in better than 400 trips to the plate. Pitch to Reyes, high and away for ball three, so you're not going to get him to chase very often. He's drawn 40 walks against 56 strikeouts. 3-0 count, bases empty, two down. Remember, though, this is only a 1-0 game. Robles pitch, now that's high, ball four.
Reyes on base. He has stolen 15 bases, has been caught six times. So that's two base runners for Domingo, a hit batsman and a walk. Jake Walkinshaw gave up a hit. But Connor Hollis comes to the plate with the tying run on base. Looks like lefty Willie Peralta will come on in the seventh inning for San Antonio. Reyes, pretty good lead, but going back to the bag on the pitch by Robles, so pretty good move by Domingo. Ball is dribbled foul off the bat of Connor Hollis. Might have broken his bat. Yep, he sure did. Connor Hollis has flown out to right field and bounced out to first baseman Will Simpson. Hounds with a run in the top of the first, and that has been it so far. Domingo, a little tug on the rosin bag as he waits for Hollis to get the new baseball bat. And Willie Peralta has been in the big leagues a good number of seasons. Here again on a rehab assignment is Peralta. Stretch by Domingo, a toss over to first base. That's mostly just a calling card, checking the runner back to the bag. Peralta, by the way, has 426 big league appearances, so yeah, he's been around. Swinging a high fly ball to right, but not deep. Ryan Glovos drifting toward the line. He's there. He's got it. So Domingo, again, a base on balls to Ripken Reyes, but no damage done, no runs or hits. No errors, and one man left on base. So it is Peralta who comes on. Hounds will face a major leaguer as we go to the top of the seventh with the Rockhounds leading San Antonio 1-0.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
It is the left-hander, Wandy Peralta, who will come on, and I think I said Willie, and if I did, I apologize. It is Wandy, W-A-N-D-Y. I think the left-hander delivers, and ball rolled to first base on one swing from Ryan Welbos. So that'll be handled by Sanabria. And one pitch, one swing, and a three unassisted. That's probably not what the Padres would want. They probably want him to throw at least some pitches. One inning is the plan for Wandy Peralta, or about 20 pitches. Been in the big league since 2016. He has pitched for Cincinnati, San Francisco, the Yankees, and was signed by the Padres in February of this year and has pitched for San Diego this season. Delivers down low to Henry Bolte, 1-0. So a couple of young hitters, Brian Belvas and Henry Bolte, getting a chance to face a big leaguer, and Jack Winkler is on deck. Peralta's pitch swung on a miss, chased one down and away to Henry, 1-1. Peralta in his major league career, a 3.94 ERA, and boy, that is more than respectable in 426 outings. 2-2 with a 4.5 ERA in 41 games before being sidelined this year with San Diego, and now making the rehab start here with the missions in San Antonio. Delivers high and away, 2-1. 6 innings for Austin Krobe. 5 hits, 2 of them dribblers. And a swing and a miss, 2-2 to Henry. 1 run. It was earned. No walks, 10 strikeouts. Austin Krobe. In the month of August, he has been as good as anybody in the league. And better than most, as the sports phrase goes. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Henry out on strikes. Well, I don't know, and Henry barking. That's interesting. Henry Bolte was barking at Wandy Peralta. Don't know why. Umpire did a really nice job there. Did our home plate umpire, Brandon Tipton. Just kind of walked between them. Henry was walking back to the dugout. Didn't turn and walk toward the mound or anything of the sort. But again, good job there by Brandon Tipton just to make sure. Don't know what that was all about. Don't know if Wandy said something or what have you, but Bolte out on strikes. Here's Jack Winkler. Makes a strike on the inside half, 0-1. So Wandy Peralta, again, he is here on a rehab assignment. Left-hander's pitch is hit high and foul out of play, so he jumps ahead of Jack Winkler very quickly, 0-2. Peralta originally signed by Cincinnati as an international free agent some 14 years ago out of the Dominican Republic, San Francisco de Macorís. Great, great baseball town. Here's the 0-2 pitch, fouled straight back. Winkler had a good rip at that, did Jack. 0-2, a couple of the 10 strikeouts for Austin Krobe coming at Jack's expense. Right-hander hitting shortstop. Nobody on, 2 out in the stretch inning. Set by Peralta. Pitch swung on, popped in the air right side of the infield. Second baseman Connor Hollis barely on the outfield grass. He's got it, so an easy inning for 1D Peralta. On the rehab assignment, and the inning is over. Rockhounds go 1-2-3. So tempers flared a little bit, but apparently all is back to normal. A little non-Googleable coming up for you. Middle of the seventh inning. What a ball game tonight. Texas League style. Rockhounds 1, Missions nothing.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
And we go to the top half, or excuse me, bottom half of inning number 7. Stretch inning here. Left-hander Domingo Robles going back to the mound. In a 1-0 ball game. Rockhounds on top. Jose Geraldo is warming up for San Antonio in the bullpen. Again, 1 inning is the expected appearance for Wandy Peralta. Gets a 1-2-3 inning, and we go to the bottom of the 7th. 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Romeo Sanabria is 0-2, but he was robbed of a base hit by Will Simpson on a brilliant play in the first inning at first base and ripped a line drive. It was caught in left field by Caden Trankel his last time up. So Sanabria, who has been a really good addition to this team, 0-2, but he has hit the ball very well. Non-Googleable trivia. This one is pops up every year, the anniversary of what was, and remarkably so, the fastest professional baseball game, 9 innings. Actual professional baseball game, the fastest ever played. We'll give you the backdrop. And now here's Sanabria. Lefty-lefty matchup against Domingo Robles. Good backup pitch, breaking ball called strike 0-1. Long time ago, mind you, but again, 9 innings of baseball. 1916, 108 years ago. Pitch fouled back to the screen, 0-2 to Sanabria. North Carolina State League. Asheville, North Carolina, has been a minor league town forever. The Asheville Tourists, I think they've been basically the tourists for better than a century. 0-2 stretch, pitch by Domingo. Swing and a miss, got him on three pitches. Sanabria out on strikes. Now he struck out 21 times, but he's also walked 16 times and had really good contact both times up in this game, but he's out on strikes. That's four whiffs for Domingo, one away for Robbie Tenorowicz. Tenorowicz a single and a hit by pitch. In that game, Winston-Salem, the Twins, defeated the Asheville Tourists 2-1. Line drive, left center field. Denzel lost the cap, catches the ball. Denzel Clark. Denzel may pass Colby Thomas for most times losing his cap in a season. Boy, that was nicely done. Really good play by Denzel. On the move, takes the base hit away from Tenorowicz. Made that look, I think, a little bit easier than it is. Boy, those long strides. And Gregorio and I talking about him today. His athleticism is amazing. Here's Cole Cummings. Good backdoor pitch called, backup pitch called, strike 0-1. Gets there, lefty-lefty matchup again here. Cummings 0-2 with a strikeout and a bounce out to second. Set by Domingo, 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, back up again, it's 0-2. Well, in this date, Winston-Salem beat Asheville 2-1. Now, they played nine innings, okay, at a place called Oates Park in Asheville, North Carolina. Set by Domingo. Chopper out towards second. And a little bit of a hop handle by Brennan. Throw to first base for the out. 1-2-3. Go the missions in the seventh. Domingo Robles, who has been just outstanding. So we will go to the eighth. So the very simple question, I'll give you the length of this commercial timeout. The shortest ever nine-inning professional baseball game ever played. How long did it take? The answer and stats coming up. Our game summary on the other side of the break. Rockhounds to the top of the eighth with a 1-0 lead.
Fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
In the top of the first inning with the bases empty and two men down, Daniel Susak ripped a line drive double to left center field. On the next pitch, Will Simpson drove him in with a sharp base hit between third and short. That is the game's only run as we go to the top of the eighth inning. In fact, there have been only six base hits in the game. Hounds have five of them. Two of them are infield singles, and I mean infield, from Caden Trankel. And it's a 1-0 game. Rockhounds one run, five hits. Missions no runs, one hit. No errors in the ball game. Domingo Robles has gone three. There is now activity in the bullpen behind him. And Jose Geraldo comes on to pitch after Wandy Peralta goes one inning as scheduled for San Antonio. Ryan Cusick is warming for the Rockhounds in the bullpen. To the top of the eighth we go. 1-0 Hounds. First pitch swing and Caden fouls it back 0-1. Caden Trankel again rolled one toward first base. It did not get off the grass and he beat it nicely, although Missions made a good play, but he beat it and then bounced one to second that barely got to the dirt and he beat that out as well. And he chops one to first base. This time, though, it's room service and Sanabria is there. So one up, one down in the eighth inning. Top of the order, fourth time through, Denzel 0-3. On this date, the shortest ever game, professional baseball game, nine innings. So basically a legit nine-inning professional baseball game. How long did it take? What was your guess? In Winston-Salem against Asheville in North Carolina League. breaking ball swung on and missed 0-1. Guess a precursor kind of to the South Atlantic League. They played 9 innings, 2-1 score, 31 minutes. How did they do that? Pitch down low for a ball 1-1. Now, the fans, as you might guess, first of all, the home team lost, and second of all, they basically had a chance to munch their popcorn. They weren't happy. Obviously, the teams were just racing on and off the field. Pitch down and away for a ball 2-1. So the owner of the Asheville team, L.L. Jenkins, gave the patrons their money back. There were only about 200 fans there. The teams had done this via a mutual agreement that they would play fast, but still pitch a good backup delivery, called strike 2-2 to Denzel. Nobody on, one out, eighth inning, 1-0 Hounds. D at the plate, Ryan Cusick warming full tilt now for the Hounds in the right field bullpen between the foul line and the stands. Pitch swung on, bounced toward first. Boy, this hadn't happened in a while. If this game does not go far enough for Denzel to the other AB, he is 0 for 4. And that would be the third time. Let me get to the number, make sure I'm getting it right. Denzel has been so consistent in reaching base. And, of course, don't you know, my cheat sheet eludes me. Denzel Clark is 0 for 4. If he does not get back up, it would be the third time in his last 44 games that he has not reached base. And that means, of course, hit, walk, or hit by pitch. Apparently, the two teams involved, Winston-Salem and Asheville, they had a reason for playing fast. They were both traveling and both needed to catch trains, different time, space, and dimension. Unlike the team bus or charter, the train did not wait. Here's Brendan Malone swinging a miss, 0-1. So they agreed to play fast. Now, okay, they agreed to play fast. They tried to play fast, but they played 9 innings in 31 minutes. Folks, that's 18 half innings. That's less than 2 minutes for every half inning, and they scored 3 runs. Pitch down low, 1-1. I look at that every year, and it's an interesting bit of trivia, and I still do not have any earthly idea how they did it. 1-0 pitch, make it 1-1, down and away. 2-1 to Brennan. Bases empty, 2 men down. Pitching, defense again and again in this one. Hounds one, missions nothing. Set by Geraldo. Delivery from the right-hander, swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Brennan 0 for 3. He has bounced to third, struck out, and popped to short. Of the 5 base hits, Daniel Susak a double and a run scored. Will Simpson has 2 singles, and Caden Trenkel 2 singles. The mission's only base hit was Robbie Tenorowicz with a single to left center field. Stretch and pitch, swing and a miss, and Brendan Malone is out on strikes. So a 1-2-3 inning for Jose Geraldo. And that is strikeout number 12. First 10 of them, of course, for starter Austin Probe. So we'll go to the bottom half of the eighth inning in San Antonio. And, yep, Ryan Cusick on the pitch for the Rockhounds. It is the Hounds 1, the San Antonio Missions nothing.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Terrific baseball game tonight at San Antonio, Texas, Nelson Wolf Stadium. Bob Hart's pleased to be with you as always on Rockhounds Radio on MidlandRockhounds.org. To the last of the eighth, and Ryan Cusick relieves Domingo Robles, three innings, no runs, no hits, a walk, four strikeouts, and a hit batsman. Ryan to face Robert Perez Jr. leads it off, bottom of the eighth. Pitch swung on and popped foul. High in the air and well out of play. Ooh, young man with a throwback Astros jersey and a glove now going to run out of room. He's got multiple striped Astros jerseys. A bunch of them do. Maybe they wear that as a team of some sort. Don't know. Throwback Astros unis. 0-1 to Robert Perez Jr., right-handed hitter. 0-2. Takes down and away for a ball. 1-1. Bounced into an around-the-horn double play. That he wiped out the only base runner allowed by Jake Walkinshaw. He faced his 12 batters in four innings. And struck out looking against Domingo Robles. His last time up, swinging a foul straight back, and the count is 1-2. Domingo had a couple of pretty remarkable strikeouts. He got behind Perez 3-0. He ran it full. Perez fouled off 3 2-strike pitches, and on the ninth pitch of the AB was caught looking. Juan Zabala fouled off 4 0-2 pitches, and then he was caught looking. One ball, two strikes, pitch to Perez. Backup pitch, boy, just missed. Maybe high and tight, not by much, 2-2. Michael De La Cruz and Joshua Mears will follow in the Mission's eighth inning. Cusick set, Ryan from the belt. 6-6 right-hander delivers and drops one low, 3-2, full count. Frisco is tied, top of the fifth at Springdale with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, 4-4. Arkansas is leading Amarillo 3-2 at the seventh inning stretch at Hodgetown. A couple of nights ago, Arkansas took a 5-1 lead into that bottom of the seventh inning, and the Sod Poodles scored 8 times. Welcome to Hodgetown. 3-2 count, stretch and pitch. Fastball, got him called, third strike at the knees. Well, again, borderline pitch, and Perez Jr. arguing, or at least discussing, again, that low strike in particular, and one high one that got a lot of reaction from the crowd, but it's been called all night. Does not mean hitters are going to like it, of course, but that was borderline, and Cusick gets a strikeout. Man, that was a dart. Here's Michael De La Cruz, 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout against Walkinshaw and Robles, respectively. Bottom of the eighth inning, one man out. Cusick's pitch, check swing, but that's a strike to De La Cruz, 0-1. Michael, switch hitter, so he spins around and bats left-handed again here against Cusick. With those absolutely illuminating yellow batting gloves now that they figured out the difference between orange and yellow. Fastball down the middle, called strike 0-2. It's the same pitch on which Perez Jr. struck out, and De La Cruz doesn't like it. So he is going to step out. In defense of the hitters, I think those pitches are very much borderline. I can't wait to get G's take on that tomorrow. And, of course, in the pitcher's defense, if you're getting it, you go and hit it again. You're getting that spot, go get it. 0-2 is outside and high for a ball, 1-2. So Ryan Cusick out of the Hounds bullpen. Ryan 1-3 overall, 5.21 ERA. He is 3-for-3 in saves. This would be that
type of scenario. Pitches bounced foul. Count stays 1-2 to De La Cruz. Mentioned, Michael didn't strike out all that much, just 36 times, including the called third strike in the third inning against Jake Walkinshaw. 31 walks against the 36 Ks. 217 average, a homer and 23 driven in. 1-0 Hounds, last of the eighth. 2-6 pitch, ball hard hit, right center field. Denzel is there. He'll make the catch. It was well hit, but not overly deep. And once Denzel had the beat on it, he got there with ease and long stride. Two down for Joshua Mears. The Rockhounds lead in this ball game 1-0. Again, if you are just coming on board, the run was in the first inning. Joshua Mears, the batter, two strikeouts in the game, one against Walkinshaw, one against Robles. First pitch popped up right side, playable, I think, for Will Simpson. Foul ground near the stands. Nope, can't get there. Will's talking to himself, but all over near the camera bay, first base side, and he thought he should have made the catch. He had a chance to. I mean, I'll go that far, but again, a ballpark in which he's playing for just the fourth time. Not an easy play at all, and just could not quite get there. So, pop foul, Mears stands in. Mears in six games is 5-for-21, but two of those five are home runs. Swings it to pop up, foul ground, Will in pursuit, and on the bullpen mound, makes the catch. The inning is over. Got a second chance and took advantage of it. A 1-2-3 inning for Ryan Cusick. And the Rockhounds will take a 1-0 lead into the top of the ninth inning. With baseball tonight in San Antonio, absolutely outstanding. After eight, Rockhounds won the missions, nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
To the top of the ninth inning we go in San Antonio. Daniel Susak and Will Simpson will start this inning, and they are responsible for the game's only run. Jose Geraldo gets set. First pitch to Daniel is fouled straight back, 0-1, foul off the missions catcher. Juan Zapala, apparently none the worse for wear, 0-1. Daniel Susak, Will Simpson, and then Uribiel Angeles, who is in the spot of Jordan Groshans. He was ejected earlier in the game on balls and strikes. Pitch up and in for a ball, 1-1. What, do you hit him? Oh, got him. Just brushed him. Hit batsman. The Susak will reach first base. That pitch high and tight. Just brushed him. This is another one of those little tiny things that tells you that baseball is a whole different critter right now. Actually did a double take that Seth Elledge is warming in the bullpen for the Hounds because he pitched last night. He got the save in last night's win. He is warming and will come on to the ninth, it would appear. pitch a little bit low to Will Simpson, 1-0. Will, 2-for-3. Sharp RBI single back in the first inning. Drove in Susak with the game's only run. Struck out in the fourth and hit a little kind of a soft line drive into left center in the sixth. Hounds have five hits. He got two of them. They're called strike, throw behind the runner, but Susak is back. And Caden Trinkle, a couple of infield singles, two singles including the ribby for Will Simpson. The other base hit was the one that set the table in the first and the only extra base hit in the game. Daniel Susak's double. Missions have one hit. Single by Robbie Tenorowicz. Pitch swung on and missed, 1-2. Will Simpson, right-handed hitter. First baseman up from Lansing and taking the spot of Nick Kurtz. He was on the injured list. We'll see if we can find out a little more any timetable, but boy, Will has been terrific given his opportunity to come up to Double A. Just as I say that, Will, give that one to your radio guy, okay? Swinging strike three. But 2-for-4, two singles, a ribby, couple of strikeouts. And the batter will be Uribe Alanjelez. Anale is making his first trip to the dish since replacing Jordan Groshans. Jordan, again, obviously said the magic word. I think he had at least a bit of a case. Pitched down and away for a ball. He was called out on a check swing strike by the home plate umpire, Brandon Tipton. He felt it should have been upon appeal. The two jawed a little bit, and then Jordan overstepped his bounds and got the ejection. I think his point was well taken, but again, you have to stop at some point. Bouncer back to the mound. Handled by Geraldo. Low throw. Handled by Hollis, and he throws him out at first for a double play. Connor Hollis, just brilliant. 1-4-3, and the throw was low and wide by the pitcher, Geraldo. Hollis not only handled it, he then threw across the body to first and got Uribiel double play. Seth Elledge coming on. We go to the top of the bottom half of the ninth inning. Rockhounds 1, Missions nothing.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Seth Elledge on the pitch for the Rockhounds. One inning for Ryan Cusick. Ryan, no hits, no runs, no walks, one strikeout. So he gets a hold in this game. Looks like Anthony Villar will pinch hit in the ninth inning for Juan Zavala. So it looks like, anyway, Villar, I think, with a baseball bat in his hand. I don't know if he has been announced yet, but will be shortly. So Seth Elijah and looks like Anthony Villar will pinch hit for Juan Zavala. And now he is announced. So Anthony Villar will lead it off. Left-handed hitter, I should say. So he will lead it off against the right-hander Seth Elledge. Breaking pitch drops down and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Anthony Villar also a catcher, so if the Missions extend the game, he would stay in behind the dish. Here's the stretch. Pitch by Seth. Swung on. Bouncing ball. Out toward first base. Handled by Simpson. Pitcher to cover the bag. Underhand in time to Seth for the out. Simpson to Elledge. One man down in the ninth inning in a 1 nothing game. Seth Elledge pitched the ninth inning last night, went 1-2-3, part of a brilliant performance by the bullpen. Last night, bullpen went the last six innings, faced just 19 batters. Colton Johnson went three scoreless. Shohei Tomioka, Tyler Baum, and Seth Elledge went one inning each. Now Seth to face Ripken Reyes. Boy, it's the guy you want to keep off the base paths. No mean to be elementary. High fly ball. Right field. Fairly deep. Ball's got a chance. It is gone! Ripken Reyes on a first pitch drives it out of here to right field. That's 340 feet, folks, toward the line. That is a genuine deal. We are tied at one in the ninth inning. Boy, he is having a frustrating season against anybody not named the Rockhounds. Here's Connor Hollis. Takes a strike on the outside half. It is 0-1. Ripken Reyes, his second home run of the season, 35th RBI, and we are tied at one. Connor Hollis takes down and away, and that one bounced to the plate. One ball and one strike. Well, the missions to the delight of the crowd tie it in the bottom of the ninth inning with a solo home run with one man down. Hounds scored in the first, the missions in the ninth. Breaking pitch away, and that's ball two. Two balls and a strike. Ripken Reyes, 220 on the season, and is hitting right about 300 against the Hounds. And that one is big as swing one would think. Swinging the ball, hit the center. Denzel back and makes the catch. Boy, stumbled just a little bit, but stayed with it. Well hit ball by Hollis. There's a line drive to straightaway in deep center field. Two men are out. And here's Romeo Sanabria. Sanabria is 0 for 3, but along with a strikeout, he has ripped the ball twice. Left-hander Jason Blanchard warming for San Antonio as the missions may or may not have to go extra innings. Still have Sanabria up with two men down in the inning, and we are tied at one on a lightning bolt from Ripken Reyes. Sanabria takes a strike on the inside edge, 0-1. So Seth Elledge, the blown save here. Has nine saves, now four blown saves on the season. Stretch and pitch by Seth, just inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Sanabria, left-handed hitter. In over three, but a couple of really good swings of the bat. Hounds playing to pull. No doubles defense as Will Simpson at first base. Pops this one foul out of play. 1-2. The game goes to the 10th inning. Eusebio Angeles would be the phantom runner for the Rockhounds. Brian Vuelvas, Henry Bolte, and Jack Winkler would be the guys of the dish. Seth Elledge trying to... Now just trying to get the ball game to extras. Sanabria trying to end it or extend it at the very least. The 1-2 pitch. Backdoor got him. Called third strike. Nasty pitch. And Sanabria caught looking. But Ripken Reyes with a solo home run. One run, one hit, no errors. And nobody left on base. So nine innings will not be enough on this Friday night in San Antonio. Jason Blanchard will come in out of the bullpen. And we'll give you totals here in just a couple of moments after nine complete. It's the Rockhounds 1 and the Missions 1.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com.
The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Top of the 10th, left-hander Jason Blanchard will face Brian Buelvas and does so with a strike call down the middle. And the top of the 10th is underway. Phantom runner is Uribiel Angeles. Buelvas, who had the game-winning ribby last night, leads it off top of the 10th. Takes down an in for a ball, one ball and one strike. Brian 0 for 3 in this one, a strikeout and a pair of bounce outs. Pounds scored on a double by Daniel Susak, RBI single by Will Simpson in the first, ripped in Reyes, bottom of the ninth, solo home run, and that's been it. Swinging a foul ball at the plate, one ball and two strikes. Colin Palouse will get the ball for the Rockhounds in the last of the 10th. And again, it is left-hander Jason Blanchard who comes on in the top of the 10th for San Antonio. 1-2 count to Buelvas. Angeles is the leadoff second. Pitch by Blanchard, swung on, fly ball center field, but not deep. Coming on, that ball going to drop. It drops. Bermuda Triangle. Boy, and that was slow in developing. It looked as if Joshua Mears, who made a brilliant play in center last night, had a chance at that, but that ball just kept drifting. And, I mean, that is the baseball Bermuda Triangle deluxe. Joshua Mears from center, Robert Perez Jr. from right, Connor Hollis from second base, all going out, and nobody could get there. Advancing to third is Angeles. No chance to score. He had to hold to see if that ball would be caught. So it's first and third, nobody out. See if the Hounds can take advantage. Henry Bolte, the batter. Henry swings, line drive, center field, base hit. Hounds lead it 2-1. Henry Bolte jumps on the first pitch he sees, drives it up the middle. Hounds on the board here in the 10th inning. Henry's 18th RBI. Boy, did not wait around on that. Low line drive right back up the middle. Stopping at second is Brian Buelvas. And again, Henry was barking a little bit at Wandy Peralta after a strikeout in the 7th. He's not griping right here. That's a line drive base hit. Now Jack Winkler looks to bunt, but comes up empty 0-1. Well, the Hounds get a break. It's not at all that an unusual one, just a little Bermuda Triangle single that drops into right center. But, again, it comes in extra innings, and Hounds do take advantage of it. With Bolte, the little liner right back up the middle to follow, looking to bunt again is Winkler, and comes up empty again, 0-2 to Jack. The Hounds trying to push runners to second and third with one man down, but Jack behind in the count here. Caden Trinkel on deck. Denzel Clark top of the order in the hole. Rockhounds now lead 2-1, top of the 10th inning. And two base hits in this inning. In the game in which hits have really been tough to come by, and a swing and a miss, and Jack out on strikes. Now, of course, that's the other side of the coin. If you don't get that bunt down, you're probably down to the count 0-1 or 0-2, and Jack Winkler is out on strikes. So the batter will be Caden Trinkle. A couple of base hits, a couple of infield singles. First pitch, lefty-lefty, and that's a swing and a foul back.
count 0-1 against Blanchard. Again, Blanchard is a left-hander, as is Caden at the dish. So 2-for-3 in the ball game, plus a bounce out to first. Lead runner Brian Blobos on at second base. Bolte on at first. They both run really well. Stretch and pitch by the lefty. Swing and a miss. And Caden chased one down and away, 0-2. And Jason Blanchard. And left-hander on an attempt. Run, of course, is an unearned run. If the Phantom runner scores, that is never an earned run. Blanchard, a 3.52 ERA in 37 appearances prior to tonight, so he's been heavily utilized. Pitch, boy, swing and a miss, and Caden up and right back down on three pitches. So I would say it's so often, depending, of course, on who the home team is, there are really three scenarios for a home team. If you keep the visitors off the board in the top half of an extra inning, you have a really good chance of closing the door. If you limit them to one, as the Missions are trying to do, you still have a number of options. More than one run scored, and you're up against it. Here's Denzel. He does get another chance, but a swing and a miss, 0-1. Only 0-for-4, and again, that's been really unusual. Not getting on base in any way, shape, or form to this point in the game. 0-1 count to the Hound center fielder. Blanchard comes set and delivers. Denzel takes down and in. One ball, one strike. In the Mission's 10th inning, it'll be the middle third, including Robbie Tenorowicz. He's been very good in this series. Tenorowicz, Cole Cummings, who has power, and Robert Perez, Jr., middle third of the order in the bottom of the 10th. Pitch inside, ball 2-1. Well, crowd, for the first time tonight, I will disagree with the crowd. They wanted that to be a strike. That looked to be off the inside corner. Two balls, one strike, well off it. 2-1 count. Two men on, two men down. Blanchard trying to limit to one. Both runners go. Pitch swung and fouled back. We'll do it again on 2-2. There's one of my broadcast heroes, the late, great Dizzy Dean. Pretty good pitcher, too, by the way. And a Texas League Hall of Famer. As Dizzy used to say, the runners return to their respectable bases. That's one of my favorite misspeaks of all time. Worked just fine for Diz. 2-2 stretch. Pitch by Blanchard. Just down low. Ball 3. Well, it's a pivotal moment here. Rockhounds have scored in the 10th inning on the Bolte base hit. But first and second with guys who can really run. Two out and a 3-2 count to Denzel. Blanchard getting the sign from Anthony Villar. Low outside target. Pitch to Denzel, called third strike, and then you knew it, walking away. Boy, a tough night at the dish for Denzel Clark. 0-for-5 with 3 Ks. Man, that has not happened, as you very well know, in a long time. So, Rockhounds get a run on a couple of base hits, no errors, and two men are left on base. And we are bound for the bottom half of the 10th. Colin Palouse will check into this game. And after 9.5, it's the Rockhounds 2, the Missions 1.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Well, the Missions have come up with some late inning magic once already in this game on the Ripken Reyes solo home run with one out in the ninth. It'll be Romeo Sanabria. I want to make sure that he is going to be the Phantom runner. Don't know that you want to take him out of the game necessarily, but Missions might want to get a pinch runner. I can't imagine they will against Sanabria, first baseman. I think, or will they? No, they will. Lucas Dunn, I do believe, is the pinch runner at second base. So Sanabria out of the ball game. Lucas Dunn will be the pinch runner. Colin Palouse will be the pitcher for the Rockhounds out of the bullpen. The batter will be Robbie Tanerowicz. He is 1-for-2 with a hit by pitch. He singled in the second, was hit by the pitch in the fifth, and he lined out to center field his last time up. Colin Palouse to face him. Bottom of the 10th inning, Rockhounds 2, Missions 1. Right-handed hitter is Tanerowicz. Big right-handed hitter is Robbie. First pitch by Colin. Swung on and missed. Good fastball comes up empty to Tanerowicz, 0-1. 6-1-228. Guy's been around a little bit, 29 years of age. Opened the year in the Mariners organization. 0-1 count. Lucas Dunn takes the lead. It's a look from Palouse. 0-1 pitch from Colin. Swung on and missed. 0-2. Paul Cummings on deck, Robert Perez Jr. to follow as needed here in the last of the 10th inning. Tanerowicz a three-run home run in last night's game. The second straight day, I've written down the wrong totals, by the way, for Robbie. With San Antonio, 236, 10 home runs and 35 driven in. And also played briefly for Arkansas this year. 0-2 count. Pitch by Colin. Fouled away. Count remains 0-2. Colin Palouse. Watching Colin today. He came out last couple of days way early and out in front of the first base dugout on the grass area. Foul territory doing voice stretching exercises. Man, I watched for a little while. I needed to take a nap. Part of conditioning you go through, and Colin is a guy I've been around a little bit. Great idea about what it's all about. Delivers up high for a ball, 1-2. Tanerowicz singled to left center sharply in the second inning. He was doubled up on a really good around-the-horn double play. Jordan Groshans, who is now out of the game, but Jordan started that. Stretch by Palouse, one ball, two strikes. Colin the look at the runner, the pitch to the plate, that is fouled away. We'll do it again on a ball and two strikes. So Hounds and the Missions going extras here. Middle of the sixth inning with a ways to go in Springdale. Northwest Arkansas 6, Frisco 4. Bottom of the eighth inning at Hodgetown. Arkansas 3, Amarillo 2. Close games all around in the south. Stretch and pitch by Palouse. Fouled straight back. Glad the screen is there. One ball and two strikes to count to Tanerowicz. Top of the ninth. Wichita is actually leading Springfield. Boy, that Wichita versus Springfield and San Antonio versus Frisco. Just stunning. Stunningly one-sided series on the year. Missions were 4-20 against the Rough Riders. 1-2 count. Second time, pitch by Palouse.
Got him! Swinging and missing a fastball, he's out.
One down in the inning, Colin Palouse comes up with a strikeout. Robbie Tanerowicz, who's been key for the last couple of games, out on strikes. One away with a runner in scoring position. Here's Cole Cummings, and he is dangerous. And Cummings, a lot of strikeouts, 155 of them, including one in this game. He's 0-for-3, bounced to second base twice. 10 homers and 53 driven in. Lucas Dunn is the phantom or inherited runner. Stretch and pitch way up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. A little bit of gentle breeze. Again, left to right. Not a whole lot. We have long since made the journey fully into night here. Last of the 10th, 2-1 Hounds. Cummings waits. Palouse with a pitch. Down the middle, a strike, and it's one ball, one strike. Cummings steps out quickly and back in, didn't ask for time. 6'2", 205. 26-year-old. Palouse, a long look at the runner. Lucas Dunn. Pitch to Cummings. Fouled away. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Robert Perez Jr. on deck. Michael De La Cruz in the hole for San Antonio. Hounds on an RBI single by Henry Bolte. Broke the one-all tie forged by the Ripken-Reyes home run in the bottom of the ninth. It's 2-1 1-2 stretch, pitch by Colin. Got him! Swing and a miss on a fastball up and away. Back-to-back strikeouts for Colin Palouse. Two men down in the bottom of the 10th inning, and the batter will be Robert Perez, Jr. Tough night so far. He's bounced into the around-the-horn double play. That was a well-hit ball, just a better play by Jordan Groshans to start the 5-4-3. Struck out looking in the fifth against Robles and in the eighth inning against Ryan Cusick. Perez Jr. waits. Dunn takes the lead off second. Pitch by Palouse. Swing and a miss. Chased one up and out of the zone. 0-1. Boy, Rockhounds scored in the first. Missions in the ninth. Hounds in the tenth. And the Missions with two outs in the last of the tenth inning. Runner, of course, at second. Stretch by Colin. 0-1 pitch. High and away, not by a lot, one ball and one strike. Outfield straight away, not overly deep for Perez. Infield plays him to pull at second and third, straight away at first and short. Here's the 1-1. Check swing, did he go? It doesn't matter. Called strike inside corner 1-2. Colin Palouse. Got Robbie Tenorowicz on a 7-pitch strikeout. Got Cole Cummings on 4 pitches. He's 1-2 to Perez. 2 men down. Bottom of the 10th. 2-1 Hounds, and Colin will step away. And now Perez Jr. will step out as well, so the pitch clock will reboot. It ticks down. Colin looks for the sign. 1-2. 2 out. Bottom of the 10th inning. Stretch by Colin. Leg kick and pitch. Got him! Called third strike in the outside corner. A little fist pump from Daniel Susak. Love that reaction. Nothing to show anybody up at all. Very subtle. Colin Palouse. Boy, guy, I really have a lot of respect for Colin. Love his take on things. Been around a little bit. And he comes out and gets the save in this ball game, striking out the side in the bottom half of the 10th inning. So it is no runs or hits, no errors, one man, of course, left on base, but the phantom runner never got off second. So the Hounds see the shutout, which would have been their 14th, by the way, go away on the Ripken-Reyes bit of heroics, but Henry Bolte, with a bit of a bolt right back up the middle, drives home the winning run in this one. And for the fourth consecutive game, a one-run game. And the Rockhounds really pushing San Antonio now almost out of logic in the wild card race. A big 2-1 win for the Rockhounds tonight at Nelson Wolf Stadium. And the high five line is almost complete. All together now in unison. I'm loving the enthusiasm with it. Who's at the back end of that line? Yep, it is G, Gregorio Petit. Ever since he told me, he's done that for a long, long time. He says he wants to hit the really good high fives, and all the more now as a manager. That's just a cool thing. Looked really good. 2-1 the final in 10 innings. Back with the totals right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Rockhounds win it in 10 innings, and again, a step closer to their first postseason appearance since 2019. It's not in the books just yet, but boy, you just feel like the book is open. So we shall see where things go from here. For the Rockhounds, 2 runs on 7 hits for the Missions. How about this? 1 run, 2 hits. But the second of them, a game-tying home run in the 9th inning by Ripken-Reyes. The winner gets a blown save, and a win does Seth Elledge. The loss goes to Jason Blanchard in relief on an unearned run, of course. And the save is Colin Palouse's second. And just a really impressive performance from Colin. He struck out the side in this ballgame. Hasn't been a real high strikeout volume type of guy, but boy, he was really impressive in this one in the 10th inning. By the way, they're in the top of the 9th inning in Amarillo. It's still Arkansas 3 and Amarillo 2. And Northwest Arkansas leads Frisco 6-4. Again, one game separating the Hounds and the Rough Riders for the second half pennant. And the race we're focusing on, because it is getting imminent, if you will, is the potential wild card should Frisco rebound and win the half. And obviously, they are right there. Still 14 games to go, and at the most, two games will separate the teams when everything gets going again tomorrow evening. But the Rockhounds now have an 8.5-game lead over the San Antonio Missions with 14 to go. And if Amarillo does not rally back, then again, it's Hodgetown. It will be 8.5 over the Sod Poodles as well. See if everything else, yeah, I do believe everything else is now set in the box. 2-7-0 for the Hounds, correct. 1-2-0 for the Missions in this game. Home run by Ripken Reyes, his second of the year, tied the game in the last of the ninth. This game, by the way, was on pace to flirt with sub 2 hours before that solo home run by Reyes. 2 hours, 18 minutes in a game that went 10 innings, but of course it was pitching and defense almost entirely. 4,426 watched it here tonight at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio. We'll give you a quick second look at what went on in this ball game on the other side of this timeout from San Antonio and Nelson Wolf Stadium, the place they call the Wolf. Final score in 10, Rockhounds 2 and the Missions 1.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There were three runs scored in this entire ball game, one over the first 8.5 innings, and a solo home run by Ripken Reyes, bottom of the ninth, and the Rockhounds get the victory on the sharp single by Henry Bolte. He jumped on the first pitch he saw from Jason Blanchard, RBI singled in the 10th inning. In the top of the first, and really Austin Probe was absolutely outstanding for San Antonio. Six innings, five hits, two of them were scratch singles from Caden. Gives up one run. It was earned. No walks and struck out 10. With two out in the first inning, Daniel Susak drilled a double in the gap to left center field. Will Simpson followed on the next pitch with a line drive base hit to left, and it was 1-0 Rockhounds in the first inning. But that's all the Hounds would get for the rest of regulation. San Antonio, meantime, had only one hit through eight innings. Robbie Tenorowicz with a leadoff single in the second inning. That was wiped away on just a wonderful play by Jordan Groshen, starting an around-the-horn double play. Jake Walkinshaw went the first four, no runs on a hit, no walks, three strikeouts. Domingo Robles went the next three, no runs, no hits, one walk, one hit batsman, and four strikeouts. Ryan Cusick, a 1-2-3 eighth inning with a strikeout. In the ninth, Seth Elledge, who got the save last night on a first pitch drive by Ripken Reyes, sent the ball out of here to right field. Again, straight away right toward the corner. That's 340 down that line. Didn't get out by a lot, but it got out. I mean, that's a genuine article, and it was a 1-1 tie. Top of the 10th inning, Brian Buelbas got a little Bermuda Triangle single in the shallow right center field. It dropped between, again, center fielder Mears, right fielder Perez Jr., and second baseman Hollis. And did the Hounds take advantage? They did. Next pitch, Henry Bolte, line drive single, right up the middle, 2-1 Hounds. Jason Blanchard then struck out the next three batters he faced. But in the last of the 10th, no way, no how, Colin Palouse strikes Robbie Tenorowicz out swinging. Strikes Cole Cummings out swinging. Strikes Robert Perez Jr. out looking. Three up, three down. Hat trick of K's, and the Rockhounds win it on a final score of 2-1. Rarity tonight. And Denzel, I don't know if I can catch him tomorrow. I think he would get the humor in it. Did a piece with Gregorio Petit today for the Oakland A's pregame tomorrow in their game with the Rangers. And Gregorio and I both basically lumped praise on Denzel. He goes 0 for 5. He goes without reaching base for the third time in 44 games. Denzel, blame that one on, well, maybe your manager, but especially your radio guy. But that was a rarity, to be sure, in this one. Rockhounds with a 2-1 win. Arkansas is now leading Amarillo 4-2 going to the bottom of the ninth inning. They've added a run to their lead. Do you feel comfortable with that? It's Hodgetown. No way, no how. We won't know how that turns out. If Arkansas hangs on to that lead, they, by the way, will gain a game on Springfield in the North Division race. It's going to be Springfield and Arkansas in the North, likely Frisco and the Rockhounds in the South, and those have been the four best teams all year in the Texas League. But again, Amarillo at home, you and I know much better than to take anything for granted until the box score is in the books. If Arkansas holds on to that lead, the Hounds would lead both Amarillo and San Antonio by 8.5 games with 14 to go in the potential wild card race. And that is close to pushing it over the edge. Not there just yet, but boy, that's a tremendous margin. In tomorrow's fifth game of this series, Hounds and the Missions will go at it and watch the pitching matchup here for a moment. It's going to be James Gonzalez for the Rockhounds again with no longer piggybacking. He will get the start tomorrow. 6-4 is James on this season, and he will go against right-hander Henry Baez, who has been really good as well. So it's a really good pitching matchup in tomorrow's game. Let me double-check the numbers. Make sure the numbers they have for James, I don't think, are correct. Gonzalez, lefty, has been really good guy. 3.40 ERA, 6-4, 3.40. And again, Baez has been outstanding for the Missions on this season. He will go into the game 3-1 with a 2.94 ERA. He's only made six starts, but they have been obviously very good. So good pitching matchup. Fifth game of the series for the Rockhounds. Hounds now lead the set 3-1. All four games decided by one run, including tonight, in 10. 2-1 is your final. Henry Bolte with the RBI that wins the ball game. For all of us with the Rockhounds, and by the way, to my general manager, thanks again. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards in San Antonio. Hounds 2, Missions 1 in 10 innings. Look for you tomorrow night right about 7 o'clock. And until then, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends from Nelson Wolf Stadium.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.